The Cat Attack Podcast. Kerr's Hire, local for over 30 years.
Welcome to the Cat Attack Podcast. We've had an early cutting room edition. I've just said something before we even started that it hit the cutting room floor, and I actually vetoed it myself. It's the Kerr's Hire Cat Attack Podcast. Jared will be basically nude out there now with the Cats on the precipice of winning the minor premiership, Kingy. Ben Castagnelia.
The precipice.
Yeah. Do you know what that means?
Yeah,
you're not
edge.
Far off.
Yeah, on
yeah,
the edge.
You're right
close.
On the edge. Yeah, you're right on the rim. Just right on it, Kingy.
Grand Canyon sort of style.
Yeah, on the cusp.
Cusp. Yeah. Good word as well.
Yeah, you're right on the button.
Yeah.
Cats are on the button for Saturday night against the Demons. Kingy, got a question for you.
Fire
an
away.
Early question.
You know, this is not even... This is from you to me.
Yeah, this is an
early... Right, not our listeners.
Yeah.
Go on.
Does a man-eating shark eat women? Or not? Is that a legitimate question? It keeps people up at night.
Yeah.
It keeps brains, I reckon, that are much sort of more vibrant than ours, awake into the wee hours.
A lot of shark attacks are usually on blokes, aren't they?
That's right. So it's a very legitimate question. Why is it, do you think that the sharks would be offended that we're referring to them only eating men?
Yeah, maybe.
Is that a, what?
I'd never thought about that. Gee. How do you switch off at night? How does your very active cranium,
yeah,
how do you actually flick the switch and off you go?
Well, sometimes some of the best work's done between sort of 1 and 3 in the morning, and then you can never remember it. You're finally not off, and then you wake up and you can't remember what you've thought about that was so exciting at about 1:39.
And you need a notepad and pen beside the bed.
Yeah, well, then you do that, and then you're up till 5, and then you've shot. You're gone down by Chiquita Lodge. You're getting niggled at by D. Oliver. I thought the Cats were pretty good last week. They'd been putrid the week before. Well, not putrid, but they had a bit of a down day. And then they were 5 goals down.
Mm.
They were sort of a little bit lucky that Big Max King got injured.
If he doesn't get hurt, I think St Kilda still win.
Yeah, I reckon
they lost their way, the Saints. You can become too centric on one person, but not having him to kick to, and then all of a sudden the structure around him fell down when they went forward, and the Cats were able to clean up. And I suspect in a way it was actually a good result for the Cats, because nobody's going to play the Tom Stewart role, but somebody has to be able to predict the footy coming in and time their run and the like. And I reckon it gave an opportunity for Jack Henry and Zach Guthrie, who are probably going to be those blokes in September, to actually have that ability to see the ball coming in and work on that side of their game and not have too much pressure attached to it, especially in the second half.
Do you reckon we need to dispense with the concept that Jack Henry can play on blokes at about 12 centimetres tall?
Yeah, when they moved him off King, well, although King by then was probably shot, it was probably... Yeah, they were very late to make that move. Blind Freddie could tell in the first 10 minutes that Henry on King wasn't going to work.
Well, King had torched him than they played previously. All he'd done, kick 1-5, though.
Mm.
He should have kicked 5-1. He should have kicked 3 goals in the first quarter
he's
of that game.
What's he giving up, 10 centimetres, Jack Henry, the best part of?
He's not that sort of player, though. Why do you think that they continue to... Is it getting too smart by half doing that?
Potentially. Yeah, I'm not sure.
If they were playing... If they're trundling out into a final against... Well, I suppose. Well, let's say Melbourne. Would you put in? If he's going down to Ben Brown, you're thinking, no, that's not ideal.
Well, but Ben Brown's not your great classic high mark.
He's pretty tall. He's 200.
Yeah, he's tall, but he's not.
Oh, he takes it at the highest point. That's what King does.
But on the lead, though, he's a more leading take it on the highest point, not in the
pack. Surely Blitzarves is your man.
Well, I would have thought.
With no Stewart,
yeah,
Blitzarves makes that defence better.
Yep. Correct. Yeah.
It's just, yeah, anyway, look, I hope that the positive out of it is that, and I think if you look at it, Jack Henry has played his best footy not on those blokes.
No.
He was saved by King being inaccurate the first time they played.
Yep.
And then I reckon he played on somebody else a week or two around that same period who was a lot taller than him, did okay. But I think what happens is, and this has been, I reckon, sometimes this is what happens, is that you get away with it when the team are beating someone at home.
Yep.
You know, the player that Henry plays on might kick 3 goals. Henry does okay. And he's had a great year, Jack Henry. But he does okay. You think, oh, okay, we've won. But then you get to a final. And I always cast my mind back to, I know we bang on about it, but You know, Mark Blitzer's playing up the ground in 2019. And then Tom Lynch kicks five in the prelim.
Yep.
And Mark Blitzarves has been up on the wing, had five kicks
yep.
for the game. But they got away with it for pretty much all year because they were good enough. But when you really needed him against the absolute top, when the top's playing well, that's not where you want him.
Yep.
So I just wonder whether you get seduced. But I hope that they've put a line through Jack Henry playing on those really big blokes if they come up on them in the finals.
Who does he go to Fritch?
Well, I'd put Collar Jasny to Fritch.
Yep.
I reckon he's just really good lock on. Henderson.
Is Fritch too mobile for Collar Jasny?
Potentially, yeah, but you might be right. That'd be a. I think that Collar Jasny has the physical, and I'm not saying Henry's not physical because I think he is, but he's probably a bit bigger than Fritch, which I think's important. And he's got the ability to body him in the marking contest. He is a little bit agile, but he's, I don't know. I think it's a good problem to have, is in that you've got two options that I think are pretty solid.
Fritch is 188. Jed Buse is 186. Would you send Buse to him?
No, I'd send Buse to Cozzy Pickett.
Yep.
For sure. That'd be a matchup. I'd be just going big tick.
Yep.
I'd be saying Henry or Collar Jasny goes to Fritch.
Yep.
I'd be saying Henderson goes to Tom Brown. McDonald.
Yep. If he plays Tom McDonald.
And you put Blitzarves to Ben Brown. And then you've got, you know, a Petrarca. When Petrarca goes forward, I'd say probably Collar Jasny. Because Petrarca is a bit of a bull. He's not a... I mean, he's really good. He actually does most things really well. So Collar Jasny matches up on him physically, I reckon, if he's forward. So that leaves Henry then probably to play on Fritch. But I like the fact that Geelong have at least got some options. And then where do you put Zach Guthrie? Yeah, that's an interesting one. Does Zach Guthrie stay in the team when Zach Tuohy comes back?
He may get squeezed. Tuohy's best bet is next week's final, but probably unlikely.
Yeah. So there's no, obviously no finals bye, and then there'll be a bye in the week into the grand final.
Or the week into the prelim, depending on what they're going to do. They may have to go to Perth for the prelims and that whole quarantine situation comes into it. Now, I don't think they will want to, that what they will try and potentially do is play the semis, and if you know who the two qualifying finalists, the winning qualifying finalists are, you can get them to Perth and get them out of quarantine. And that may be your advantage, is that you go over there earlier and et cetera. And if you win your semi, then you go to Perth and you play, you're in quarantine, but you get to play the game. And that means you come out of quarantine post the prelim or a week after. But then you have a week before the grand final, potentially. Yeah, I don't know where it'll fall.
Apparently, the Gordon is doing a short course on this. A diploma.
A diploma. Yeah,
in working out the finals, apparently. Yeah, it's extraordinary. It's a three-week whirlwind course.
Nobody knows.
And they've got the arrowroot biscuits for morning tea.
Oh, yum. Just back on...
Arrowroot biscuits, yum.
Yeah.
You like arrowroot biscuits?
Yeah, because you put butter between them and you make an arrowroot sandwich.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, that's about the only way. Because arrowroot tend to just sort of dry up the follicles in you.
You either do that, the arrowroots...
Yeah.
The milk coffees.
Yeah, they're not too bad.
Or the Malta milks.
Yeah, they're all right.
The Malta milks with the
butter.
The
Nice are the good ones.
With the butter in between.
No, I'm talking
the ones with the ones that you put the butter in between and make a little sandwich out of.
Yeah.
The Malta milks were the winners.
Yeah, they were.
You could destroy a packet of those and a half a pound of butter. Geelong, Ben Brown, he's played 9 games against the Cats. How many goals do you reckon he's kicked from those 9 games?
Well, they were all with North, weren't they?
I don't think he's played Geelong at Melbourne.
So not many.
No. He averages just over a goal a game. 1.1 a game.
You just mozzed him then, King. He's probably kicked 7 by half time this Saturday night. What are the permutations and the computations? Geelong win.
Finish on top.
Yep. Who do they play in the first week of the finals?
They could play anyone of Port Adelaide.
What is the most likely scenario?
I reckon they'll play Brisbane.
So you think that
the power
will beat the Bulldogs
and
Brisbane win.
Yep.
So that means the Bulldogs fall out of the top four.
Correct.
Oh, wow. That's a big call. That's a really big call.
Something not right. If you're getting beaten by Hawthorn.
So what happens if the Bulldogs beat Port Adelaide? Geelong would play who?
So the Bulldogs beat Port Adelaide and Geelong win.
Yes.
Geelong would play Port Adelaide.
I reckon that's the one you want, Kingy. Pop that into
not necessarily. No, No, because the Bulldogs are a game behind. It would come down to... Bulldogs are a game... Oh, no, they would. They'd pass them on percentage. So the Bulldogs would go to third and Port Adelaide would drop to fourth.
And Brisbane couldn't get over Port.
Brisbane can't get over Port. They're two games behind.
So that's... We want the Cats to win, I reckon, and the Bulldogs to beat Port Adelaide, and we're suiting up against Port Adelaide. Where's that game held?
Probably at the Gabba.
Geelong and Port Adelaide, the final at the Gabba.
Yeah, the Cats are preparing for neutral venues in the...
So if finals. Brisbane got into fourth, we could play them at the Gabba?
No, that may be in Adelaide.
Oh, yeah. This is...
It's all over the
show. This course is getting longer at the Gordon.
You said 3 weeks.
It's longer than that.
Yes, it is longer than that.
And somebody's going to come down to present you, like, you get Bob Ansett. You remember Bob Ansett always used to come down and cut the river with those enormous scissors? Do you know that the good scissors...
Yes.
Yeah, remember there was... Mum always had good scissors.
Did that
imply that in the house there lurked bad scissors? What? The other question I got for you, King, is... I was thinking about this too. I wasn't actually thinking about it. Somebody mentioned this to me.
Right.
How do you get off a non-stop flight? How is that possible?
Is it like the what was it? Speed? Was that the one where the bus couldn't go below a certain
speed? Was that old mate? What's his name? Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves. Yeah. That one.
He couldn't act his way out of a brown paper bag. What?
What? Yeah, he was outstanding.
No, he was huge.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure?
No, I'm not a Keanu Reeves.
Point Break?
More of a Michael Reeves that played for Fitzroy, man. We came out with the big, enormous pad on his... Yeah. With the big gridiron pad on his knee, on his leg. Yeah. I'm not a Keanu. I'm not a sort of an action movie. In fact, I loathe action movies.
No, you're more your Porky's Revenge of the Nerds.
No, I can do a little bit of absolutely ridiculousness.
Yeah, which is
And
that.
I can also do more of a serious sort of doco type arrangement. I like that. I don't do just, you know... Americans love... Do you know what they do? They love to blow shit up. I get sick of seeing shit getting blown up. And action movies, no. No more bets. No. Chopper, no.
Chopper, cash?
Yeah, cash.
Chopper, no.
Neville
Bartos.
Neville, go and get me $10,000. Do you know Neville Bartos still lives?
Does he?
Yes. My brother's had dealings with him in terms of business, old Neville.
Is that Pastor Toots?
Yeah, old Pastor Toots, yeah. He's had a few dealings with the old Neville Bartos. Right. And Neville's, go and get me. Chopper, cash, no.
So, looking at the ladder...
Yeah.
I think Melbourne wins Saturday night.
Jeez, you've gone early there.
Melbourne are a very good side.
You've absolutely gone early.
Melbourne
are
a very good side.
The fish get thirsty. No, I think you're over racing there.
Am I?
Yeah. I think you're over racing. Melbourne had their struggles with Adelaide last week.
They did.
They didn't have it all their own way there.
Yeah, but you look what Geelong had their struggles. Like Geelong only beat North Melbourne by 20 points.
Well, the thing about the Cats, what I don't mind about the Cats.
Mm-hmm.
Is that for the last 3 weeks, they've absolutely dominated the inside 50s. Now, we've mentioned a few times on Carrick Footy, something's gone wrong with the connection between the midfield and the forward line, but they're still getting the ball in there. So it's not like everything is dried up. They're just sort of, their efficiency is down for whatever reason, and there'll be reasons that the club will probably know, or maybe they don't. But that they're still getting the pill in there, so I'm happy with that. Mm. Melbourne are a very good defence. Lever and May are very, very good players. Yep. So they got to find a way to negotiate around them. And does Rowan come back this week?
Rowan and Atkins.
Rowan and Atkins back in?
Yep, and maybe Myers.
Right. And how far away are we? Is Mitch Duncan still tracking towards what?
He's hitting milestones, is the club.
Hitting, is he?
He's hitting his milestones. I reckon he would be.
Is he raising the bat?
I think preliminary final would be best bet for Mitch.
Oh, geez, that far away.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's got a bit of work to do.
Okay.
Well, it would have been semi-final, if not for the pre-final.
So that's why Chris Scott was really pushing the boy.
Yeah, he wanted it.
Yeah, of course he did.
But you don't blame him, though.
No, but if he had a completely full list in the team they were playing, he wouldn't want it.
No, he'd be quite happy.
You just got to... So
self-interest.
Yeah, complete, 100%.
So if I was a betting man, and I was gambling responsibly...
Yeah, always. Yeah, and then the more you nibble, the more you win. Yeah.
Gamble responsibly.
Yeah, always.
I would be betting that the ladder finishes like this. Melbourne won.
No, I'm not...
Can I finish?
Yeah, no, but I'm not...
You can give me your version.
I'm not giving my version. I'm just saying you've written the Cats off way too early.
Melbourne first.
You said on Saturday night they weren't going to beat the... the Saints. You were all like, when the Saints hit five goals up, you thought the Cats were gone there.
Yeah, I thought
they ended up winning by 14 points.
But Max King wasn't hurt then.
Who?
Max King wasn't hurt in that, at that stage.
Oh, Bernard.
Melbourne first.
Yeah.
Port Adelaide second.
Yep.
Geelong third.
Right.
Brisbane fourth.
Yeah.
Dogs fifth. Swan sixth. Giants seventh.
Who's winning eighth. The flag?
Port Adelaide.
Yeah, I'm not having them. Who have they beaten the eight?
Not many.
No one.
But they're getting to. I just think that they might be gifted into a grand final because they might end up finding.
I reckon that this is a big. This game's a big one for the Cats to win.
Yep.
I reckon the Cats are. I'm not going to pick the Cats unless I'm. I think the Cats are well placed. Stewart is a massive out.
I can't have that Stewart out.
I don't know that teams like Melbourne is the one, but they have a defence to stand up to the Cats. If Geelong can get 60 odd inside 50s against teams like the Bulldogs, Port Adelaide, I don't know that they have the defence that's capable of matching Cameron, Hawkins, Rowan. And maybe Radaglia. I know he struggled. They'd
close.
They'll jump up and down on Twitter about Radaglia. But I don't know that the Bulldogs and Port Adelaide have a defence to cope with that. Melbourne do, but I don't know that Melbourne are going to score enough. Geelong, even without Stewart, I reckon have got a defence that will match up well. I reckon Geelong will beat Melbourne.
Okay. So you see the Cats finishing on top.
Yep.
And then that would mean, so you see Port Adelaide or the Bulldogs winning.
I think the Bulldogs will London fog and lift. There you go.
Right, so okay. So that would lift the Dogs into third. Port Adelaide would finish fourth. So the Cats would be playing Port Adelaide.
And they'll beat Port Adelaide.
In a qualifying final.
In not even on this continent.
Right.
Where will the game be played? In South every year.
I'm not sure it'll be played.
That'd be a disaster. What can they play here at GMHBA?
You would hope that there'd be common sense. We're in a regional area that's actually
devoid of COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're not. That's common sense, not common, Kingy.
Would you like some questions?
Ben? I absolutely love questions.
How are 41s a regular? How do you solve a problem like Tom Stewart? I'm not sure there's an acceptable answer. My mind thinks Tui perhaps when fit, or keep Blitz down back permanently. Let Jack Henry do some intercepting.
Yeah, look, I mean, you can't replace Tom Stewart, so you just got to hope that a collective. Meshes together to at least sort of replicate not his output but something that's sort of 75% of his output. I mean, replacing him, I mean, the whole concept of next man up, that's a noble one, but that's all it is. It's not practical. So they've just got to hope that, they get to the finals and I've said Zach Tui, I think, is the one who can play that role. He has played it for many years. He's an experienced player. He's been in good form. How much this hamstring interrupts him will be a bit of an unknown. It's really come at a bad time. I don't know that I'd be relying on Zach Guthrie. And I think Zach Guthrie's really improved this year. He's been a whipping boy, but he is improving. But I don't know if you'd want to be taking him into a final with just 30 games under his belt and expecting him to play like Tom Stewart. You'd be foolhardy, Kingy, to be expecting that. Busey hopefully steps up. Jack Henry, get him away from playing on the absolute monsters and get him playing a bit further up the ground where he can be a bit more attacking and fashion a defence. Because if you think about it, like the Bulldogs forward line, it doesn't exactly, you're not thinking it's Wayne Carey, Peter Hudson. I can't hear you, Nicky. You've just dropped off the face of the earth there. You're back on? Yeah, I don't think you're on there.
I turned myself off.
Yeah, well, wow. I'm the opposite, Kingy.
Right.
So, Melbourne don't have a great... I don't think Melbourne have what you would classify as a great forward line. No. Bulldogs don't have what you would classify as a great forward line.
Especially with Bruce out.
And Port Adelaide have Charlie Dixon.
Georgiades.
Yeah, they've got a few mid-sized players who are a little bit... Geelong match up well against them. Yep. You've got Henry, Colajasny to go with those players. They've got Dixon. I don't know about Marshall. Mm. You're hollering for not much. Mm. And so this...
Very good, Benny.
The three of the top four, I don't think they have... forward lines that you absolutely fear. Geelong is the one that does have the forward line. Without Stewart, their defence is weakened, yes, but it still has some reserve. So I think what the other teams have, Melbourne has a dominant ruckman. We don't. And they have a very good defence.
Yep.
So I don't know. I think it's there for the Cats. If they can step up, start being a little bit more efficient, get big games out of guys like their stars. You know, you need Dangerfield to play well. I mean, how good was Jeremy Cameron the other night off weeks out? Wow, he was clean. He took a couple of, like, pack marks, which is not normally his go. He's just a star, isn't he? Someone said to me the other day, oh, did you realise that Jeremy Cameron was that good? I said, no, not really. Because he's off Broadway. Who sits through a full GWS game?
Not many.
I mean, it's like sitting down and watching reruns of Upstairs, Downstairs. I mean, no one's doing that.
No.
So he's, yeah, look, I reckon it's set up, King. I think you're underselling the old pussies.
Like others, I'm concerned with Sean Higgins' form. I was surprised to see he had 26 possessions, but changed my view when those accounted for 106 metres gained. Might be time for Sean to head to the set of Cocoon to try and regenerate and revitalise.
Oh, well, Cat fans don't like Sean Higgins.
No. He's a local boy too.
Yeah, he's, I don't know, he's, yeah, he's... He's no walk-up start, but I've said I think that they'll go with him. He's experienced, and I don't know what the next man up is. So I you know, if you're thinking of putting in like an Evans or someone like that,
he's not.
So I think you just got to trust that Sean Higgins is experienced enough that when the lights come on and they're at the brightest, he'll
and he has played finals.
He won't star, but he will provide. He'll do a few things in a game that will help set up goals.
A few other thoughts there from Howler 41. Finally, to clear up last week, my suggestion is for a Big Brother Up Late style podcast, a bit like the sealed section of Cosmo, where some of the more grown-up stories that often occur when refreshing can be aired, perhaps with names redacted or some sort of arrangement. Maybe listeners need a secret code to unlock. Anyway, thanks again, gents. Benny, I enjoy your comments regarding the Cats, and King, you too. However, I don't envy your job as editor of the podcast.
Yeah, well, that's 100% right. I don't envy a lot of things that you do, Kingy, and editing out. I get a little disappointed. Some of the stuff, some of the gold just goes. But anyway, I know we live in this politically correct world. And what did you make of the lady of the night providing our COVID, latest COVID scare?
Yes.
Do you reckon they're coming forward and saying, yeah, I was there between the hours of 8 and 9? What? Do you reckon? It's going to be very difficult to locate, to contract trace, isn't it?
Yes. Well, Cat is 07. Hi, guys. Great work all year. Who would have thought Benny would teach me something regarding Bali and the Russians? I think it wasn't Bali.
No, it's Thailand.
Yeah. He didn't teach you Cat me anything.
Anyway, the Russian mafia are huge in Thailand.
Loss of Stewart all year. How do the Cats restructure, especially in the ruck? Stanley, who, in my opinion, other than a month of footy this year, has been pretty good.
Yep.
We'll need backup in the ruck. I don't think you can play Hawkins, Cameron, Rowan, and the big Sav up forward. So can Sav pinch hit your ruck in the ruck? Also, I think Blitz now needs to stay down back. Cheers, Joey.
Yeah, I 100% agree with all that. I think Blitz down back is a massive tick for me. Without Stewart, that helps make that decision. You've got Isaac Smith, and I know the man we spoke about, Sean Higgins, who can play on the wing. And if Myers comes back, he's one that can sort of forward wing that sort of role as well. So you've got options there. I agree, Stanley. I think Stanley's their best option in the ruck.
Yep.
He's not the greatest option. He won't be the best ruckman in the finals. He's just got to be competitive. We just keep saying that. He's just got to provide something and not allow his ruckman to dominate the game, which has sometimes happened. That he's just got to. So I'm happy. He's in reasonable form. His confidence should be in a reasonable spot. So go with him. I agree. The Radigalia one is up for debate.
Yep.
I like him, but I don't think you can have him in just to play for 5 minutes a quarter in the ruck. If he's doing that, he's got to play up forward. So he has to be a functioning member of the forward line. Does he get in the way of Cameron and Hawkins? I don't know.
I reckon GMHBA would, because of its narrowness. Hmm. Maybe on the bigger grounds, no, where there's a bit more space, a bit more width.
Because I do like, he does give you a little burst in the ruck. It might only be 3 or 4 minutes, but he can do it. He's even more athletic than Stanley.
And he jumps into the other ruck.
He's physical,
yep.
And he can get a clearance. He can create a bit of a path. He's just not able to sustain it because he doesn't have the tank. But so it's a real catch-22. Is he giving you nothing up forward? Yeah, I don't know. Wiser heads than ours, Kingy, will decide that. If it was me, I think it would depend on potentially who you're playing. This week I'd go with it. I'd go with it against Melbourne.
See what it looks like.
Yeah, against, because you allow, it potentially means that, because Lever and May will go into Hawkins,
yep.
And Lever just plays on someone and then takes no notice of them. He's, yep. He's really good at zoning off.
You've got to make Lever accountable.
So then you've got Petty as their third defender, who's really come on in the absence of Tomlinson.
Yep.
He's been really good. He's not an experienced player though, Petty. Yeah. So does he go to Radaglia? Who goes to Rowan? I don't know. I'll be going with Radaglia this week. And if he plays well, go with it again.
Now, Benny, Daz Broncos has joined us all the way from somewhere in the land of the United States. First of all, can we get a moment's silence for the memory of Tom Stewart's Liz Frank limbic ligament that was unceremoniously ruptured last week at training? We will miss it more than we ever know. And if we ever needed some more Lewards water and a 3-week miracle.
It's a big loss, but I think every team is going to have a loss. They're going to have a player out that they'd like to have. Stewart is a really important player.
Well, the Dogs have got theirs. It's Bruce.
Yeah, Bruce, he's gone.
Yep.
Which means they're real. I mean, they need Martin back and then English to play forward. But English is not a proven play, stay-at-home forward all game. He's a ruckman who goes and can potentially have a mismatch here and there. But I don't know how he would go as a permanent forward. So there's a massive question mark there. There's a big question mark on their defence as well. I don't know that. Yeah, I don't know that their second key defender's much chop either at the Bulldogs. So, yeah, look, it's a big loss for the Cats, but I think it's one they can cover. You know, Geelong. There's no other team. Let's put it this way. I don't reckon there's another team in the top four or top five, even I'd say the top eight, that has the depth Geelong has.
Yep.
So they've built a list to cover. To replace these sorts of players, or have the ability to at least have a system and the players who can play to a level that still allows them to beat anyone else in the competition.
A bit more from Daz Broncos. You can check it out, his thoughts, but he just mentioned about especially Paddy Dangerfield's game last week being a massive shot across the bow.
Yeah, it was a big shot across the bow, wasn't it? It was like a sort of a bazooka on the end of a sort of a... sort of a pirate ship, sort of, you know. When you, no, it was good. He's been good, and he's been really good. He's, you know, and he's probably wouldn't be in the back of his mind, cause, but he was very ordinary in last year's grand final. Mm. Did he have 12 possessions?
Yeah, but he was injured.
He was injured. Yeah, so I think he'd be stealing himself. He's coming. He's had that injury which allowed him to freshen up a little
bit.
He's
fresh.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how fresh he is, because the way he plays, he's never going to be fresh.
But you'd rather Paddy Dangerfield this time of year having only played a dozen games rather than 21.
He seems to be building anyway. Yeah. So he's one that can... And he's the player. I know he doesn't play in the position, but a massive game from Patrick Dangerfield helps cover for Tom Stewart.
Yep. Fox Dog 50. Hey, boys, writing this Tuesday night, so things might come out between now and when you do the show. I said it on Saturday when we basically found out we lost Stewart for the season. Blitz will play back in defence and Henry can help out and the chop out marking the ball. Don't play him on King again. So this will make Asava play the second ruck backup ruck behind Stanley. But if he's not fit against the D's on Saturday night, should we play Fort or even Jenkins? I can picture Benny's reaction when I said Jenkins. As you never know, if Hawkins gets angry during the finals and gets rubbed out, then we know what other Fort or Jenkins can do.
No, Jenkins is not playing.
No.
And either's Fort.
No.
It's Stanley by himself or Radaglia with him. I think they've got to go with that.
Yep. Ranger 50, or the Ranger, sorry. Gents, glad you like my profile pic. It's Cameron Ling. So us Rangy, R-A-N-G-I, made up a plural of Ranger. So you are among the Rangy, Ben.
What? Caribbean gold, Tom. It's not. No, I'm Caribbean gold.
I can't say I like the media infatuation with the GF going to Optus. You can't refer to the Derby crowd when both are fighting for a final spot as indicative of a crowd where two non-WA teams are playing. I won't argue with it. I'll argue that they will get 60,000 at the grand final in Perth.
Yeah.
They are a football-loving public over there, and it could be Port Arlington and Newcombe playing each other in a grand final, and they'd show up for that.
Well, I don't know about that.
No, probably, it's probably taking a little bit too far, but... Yeah. They like their footy over there.
Oh, you'd think, and there'll be corporates and there'll be, yeah, they'll fill it, I would have thought.
Yep. It won't be crickets, but unlikely to be the same level. Being in Brisbane, I was fortunate or unfortunate, giving the result to be last year's GF. The crowd was loud, but not as boisterous as an Lions important win. That's true too, but that's like a grand final anyway, because you do get that massive corporate number there, you know, where half the crowd are actually just theatre goers.
Mm.
Is it too far-fetched to dream of the big game at GMHBA? WA not allowing family appears to be unpopular with players and they aren't vaccinated. Queensland did our dash when we can the game's last minute. South Australia seems to be madder than a cut snake. Taz may be the other alternative, but not sure HQ liked their reaction to the Carter report. We can dream. I can't see there being a final at GMHBA. I'd be shocked if there is. Yeah. I actually thought, a week ago, I thought potentially we'd be seeing the Cats and maybe the Swans playing finals down here. Because I thought Sydney, they'll finish fifth or sixth and they'll get pick of where they want to play, and they probably would say here, but that looks to be out the window.
Yeah, it's that course at the Gordon is getting another layer to, isn't it?
Yes. This is LP17. Hi, guys. Still holding on to the hope that we'll be able to host finals at GMHBA, but if the club were forced to choose their preference for another ground to host finals, which ground do you think they would choose? Well, I've got good record at the Gabba.
Oh, you're just going to have to turn up and play. Yeah. I mean, this is a season where, you know, fans, players, they're not going to get exactly what they want. They've probably done well to get the season away to this point. Just going to have to suck it up. You're in the finals. It doesn't matter where they play, win it, and hopefully look back on it as one of the more famous wins of the club. I saw Richmond will after last year. And the Cats, I think the Cats are playing themselves into a really good position. They're right where they want to be. They've got injury to Stewart is no good. Duncan, that's not ideal either. If you get him back, They're right there, the Cats. It's all set up for them. Are they good enough?
We'll find out. Mr. Catman 01, massive fan of Sam Simpson. Does his ability to play high half forward and push up to stoppages put him ahead of Higgins, or does his spot potentially keep out Myers?
I really like Simpson. He's a natural player. Yeah. He plays with a bit of zest and a bit of verve.
Vigour.
Yeah, he plays quite instinctively. And he generally, because he's got a good feel for the game, he generally makes the right decision as to when he goes quick. You know, sometimes players just go quick because the coach has said at quarter time, you've got to play quick. So they just play on for the sake of it. And they've got nothing where they go. They're handballing it to blokes next to them. He thinks about it a little bit. He's a real natural player. If he could get a season, if he could get a good run at it, I think he could be a really, really
good
player.
He's a regular footballer.
Yeah. I'd be disappointed if he goes out of the team. Mm.
Smother King.
One that's probably pushing Sean Higgins.
Mm. That's what Mr. Catman 1 suggested.
Yes, I agree. Sean would be well aware of that. And I'd like to see Simpson part of the mix going forward in the finals.
Smother King, love your work, guys. The only question is, when will you get the podcast onto Spotify? I'll have to work on that. I'll have a chat to our tech gurus here at K-Rock, see what they can do for me.
You're sort of asking the wrong person, that sort of stuff. I'm still clanging the coconuts together to talk to someone.
Benny?
Yes.
See you Saturday.
Rightio, can't wait.
Kerr's Hire, Geelong's official Wacker Noisen dealer. North Geelong, Grovedale and Ocean Grove. KerrsHire.com.au.